out. So it's like make sure someone knows where you're going and with who. If you go with like a group of friends, have a group chat. So like make sure your friends know your address, like where you live and how to get you there. Like one thing I used to do when I first came here, because my English was like really bad and I'm dyslexic, so I don't know how to say my address. So I had like a clear like phone case and I just had like my address in the bag. So I was like, go to a taxi and like take me here, please. And like there's like things I feel like we should all do when we go out, because we never know what's gonna happen. Like even if we are with a group of friends, what if we get lost in the club, or like each of us like go their separate ways. Like you have to have someone that knows where you are with who, and make sure the people you are with is people you can like rely on, and like make sure to check on your friends to like check that they are doing okay. Like have a sip of water every now and then. Like if you don't feeling well, like if you don't feel safe, like just take a sip of water somewhere. And yeah, like make sure you trust the people you go out with, or like just make sure that someone you trust knows where you are and with who too. So I think it's really important to have like that little like checklist of things to do before going out, during your time out, and like after too, to like take care of yourself and your friends, and have like have fun, like go out, have fun, meet with friends, meet new people, but like be careful too, because yeah, like the going out experience in Vancouver, like everywhere else, is not like the best or the like safest sometimes.
Mm.
So it's nice to like make sure you have like the right like sort like resources and tools to like have fun without being in danger in any other way.
Yeah, because it's like with me and my friends back home, we have, it's an app called Life 360,
mm-hmm.
and it shows like you can create circles on it, and it's like you're sharing your location with other people that have the app, that you have like accepted them into your circle.
Yeah,
it's just like I have one with my family, and I have one with like the people I was living with last year, and then I had one with my friends. So it's like my location was activated for different groups at different, so they could all see where I was, even if they weren't going out with me.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So if anything happened, there's like a record of, because it tracks where you've been, and it keeps that data for about, I think it's 2 days, unless you want to buy the premium version.
Yeah.
And then you get it for like God knows how long. But it's like, it will then can track where you've been, and it's like always going in the background of your phone, which is like one thing that I quite like, because like even if, like I've just wandered off, for example, and then you can kind of see where I am in the club or something, like, and like they can sort of make their way to the vague area and be like, right, okay, she's somewhere around here.
Yeah,
and it's like slightly better as a way of doing that. But I think we'll take a break there and have a song. This is Silo's song, so I'll let you introduce it.
Yeah, and it's a difficult name for the singer too, so I will say it for you. So this song is by Argentinian singer María Becerra, and the song is El Amor de Mi Vida.
Estoy listo. Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists over sharing and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Salo.
And if you're just tuning in, we have just been talking all about consent, the different ways it can be expressed, sort of the areas that aren't getting as much education and attention, and the tea video, if everyone knows what that is. And I kind of wanted to just move on and talk a bit about how you think, or like why you think that the Consent Matters campaign is so important to have here at SFU, like with an ongoing rise in sexual assault statistics and trends of just it all just sort of rising, not going down.
I feel like especially like not only at SFU but like campuses and in general, I feel like we were talking about this before, like this is the first time you kind of like feel free, like you're out of your parent house, you're like discovering this new world. Discovering alcohol, like pairing, like so many things that come within the uni experience. And I think it's really important to like understand your boundaries and like someone else's boundaries in order to like live a good experience in uni, be here to like study and make friends and have fun and not have like any traumatic experience happen to you or not make any experience traumatic for someone else. And I think especially on campus, because like you're experiencing so many new things, you kind of get like driven away from so many things. So you get like driven by kind of like the current of like what other people are doing, by like drinking, by like partying, because like everything's so new to you, like in some cases, that you forget about asking. And not like only asking like for consent, but like asking, are you okay? Do you need to talk? Do you need help? Is everything okay? Like, is everything okay with your life, with like school? Like, just like checking in on people. And making sure like everyone around you feels comfortable talking to you about like anything, and also you being able to like express your own emotions, like expressing like, how you're feeling to other people too. And I think the Consent Matters campaign not only opens up a conversation about consent, but also about understanding where do you stand in the consent habitat in a way. Do you know what consent is? Do you know how to take care of yourself? Do you know how to check in on people? Do you have a group of friends or a family member or someone you can trust in case something happens? And I feel like that's good with the campaign too, because people may know about the campaign now because of like Instagram or like Eventbrite or things like that, but they don't know about the office. And I think this opens up an opportunity too for people that are like goes to the event to see, okay, there's an office at SFU that I can look for help if something happens to me, or even if I have questions or if I want to learn more about this. And I think like one thing that I really like about this office specifically is that even though it is victim-centered, it's also for family and friends of the victims too. Like if you, because that can affect you too. Like your friend comes and tells you that something happened to them. Yes, they are the protagonists of this story, but that doesn't affect you as a friend or as a family member. So the office also helps those people too. If you want to understand someone going through this, if you want to learn more, if you want to learn more to like teach someone else about this, the office has like all these resources that I feel like are really important to knowing on campus, and to like essentially you will know them before going to uni. But because educational system doesn't work like that, because families, maybe it's a type of subject in some families, so you didn't know anything about this until you're in your free bubble of university experience and now you can learn things for yourself. It is really nice to like not only have the knowledge for yourself, but also for others, to help others and be there for people that may need you, that might don't know about the office, or like don't feel safe enough, or don't feel, or like maybe they feel ashamed, even if they shouldn't have to feel ashamed. They don't want to go to the office because that makes them too vulnerable. Okay, you can be the friend or family member that goes to the office, gets the help, gets the resources, and then goes back to them and try to help them in the best way possible. And in the way they want to be helped too. That's one other thing too I want to make sure people understand. Even if you feel like you have the right answer to help someone, or if you have like, okay, I have the number, call here, I can do this. It's the victim's like decision to like make the choice. It, like if they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to. If they don't want to go to the police, they don't have to. That's their decision. Even if you don't agree with that, that's their choice to make. And I think that's really important to like learn during uni. Because it's like, even though like you've been living life like 20, 18, 21 years, don't matter like when you go to uni, you kind of get like refreshed, like a new brain when you go to uni. You're like absorbing all this new information, and everything's new. And you kind of like start from zero. So it's not to start from zero having that information on you from the beginning and like going to the office and learning about it.
And I think as well, like getting people that may not necessarily be victims themselves, but may know a victim, to go and learn about it, because it can help them be there for the victim, whether they want to report it or they just want someone to be with them. It helps like them as well. And they're seeing it in so many different areas that are wanting to like include not just the main, I guess, like target people of what they're doing, but to include the people that are around them, that are their support system. So you're educating everybody, so like they can all learn how to be there and how to help each other. But it also, on the other side as well, helps them in case something happens to them as well.
Yeah,
like it gives them the resources before, almost just like a prep.
Yeah,
like it's like just in case, like an emergency pack of like teachings type of thing, which I think is it's something that's not really been done before. It's to like be teaching people that aren't victims. Usually it's just targeted like, if you've been a victim, come talk to us, we can help you.
Yeah,
but to be like welcoming to people that aren't, and to be like, we can like, you can come too, like it's not just like you have to be a victim and that's it.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems too, like most resources or like most support systems are like victim based. And the thing is, like, that's what like makes it such like a small group of people that know about this. Like, we were talking about the numbers in Canada, and like they are crazy everywhere, but like especially like because we are here, so many people think that, oh, like, yeah, sexual assault is not a thing that happens so much in Canada, but it's because you don't know about it. Like, you really have to go online and research the numbers in order to like learn about it and to like know what's happening. It's not something that's available to like everyone. And I feel like that's the thing, like, because most things are like victim-based, only victims and their like small close group know about resources and tools on how to get help. But it's not something that's like spread out for like the general public to know. Like, this information like everyone should have. Like, some places are like, there's some numbers that you all should have on your phone, just in case. Like, it's like if like you see someone on the street, like maybe you're not a friend, you're just like a bystander. You see someone, okay, you know you can help in some way. Like, you know you have the tools to help in some way. Like, it's something that goes beyond being a victim or not, or being like a close friend or family member of a victim or not. It's for everyone to have and to know and to learn about it.
And how can students get involved with the consent matters and like campaign themselves and like just where the office is.
Yeah.
SFU.
Yeah, so like the Consent Beyond the Click is happening next Thursday. So that's Thursday, September the 19th. And it's from 12 to 1:30. That's going to happen on Zoom, and you can find it in Eventbrite. You can also find it at the SFU SVSPO webpage. They will have the link there. You can also find the office on Instagram and Facebook. It's going to be under sfu.svspo on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to find the webpage with all the articles, the past campaigns, you just go to sfu.ca and then like sexual violence, or if you just Google SVSPO SFU, it will come up. It's probably the first link that will come up on Google. But yeah, like the office offers free confidential support and resources to all SFU and FIC community members. So that's staff, students, members, faculties who have been impacted by sexual violence. And again, it's like impacted in any way, not meaning that you are the victim, but like you know someone or you want to learn more about it. It's like everyone around a situation of impacted by sexual violence. So there's also support for those who have received disclosure and guidance. And I think that's really important too, because when someone comes and discloses something to you, that can be a really traumatic experience too. Maybe you're not ready for this conversation. Maybe the perpetrator is someone you know and you care about. So you don't know how to react to that. Yeah. That's a really traumatic experience. Like even if the story didn't happen to you, it's a really traumatic thing to go through to listen to that story if you're not ready to talk about it. Or if you don't know about this and like you live like in your bubble of like, oh, like this doesn't happen in Canada, everything's good. That's like a bucket of ice water on you that you're not ready to receive. And you might need help about that too. So the office offers help, guidance, and resources for those people too. So yeah, you can get transportation options to Medicon and all the other emergency services. They offer referrals to on and off campus. So even if you like something happened off campus or like you need help outside of the campus, they can have like all those resources laid out for you. And there's also workshops and education opportunities on consent. You can also find the workshops at the webpage. So the SVSPO webpage has like all the information you need. Basically, it's a really easy webpage to navigate. And they have, there's a list, and I think it's like 5 or 6 workshops that you can like sign up for. And again, that's for students, faculty members, teachers, whatever, whoever you are at SFU or at FIC, you can like find all the information and resources in there.
Oh, wow. I think as well, like you briefly touched upon it, like, if something happens off campus, you can still talk to people on campus.
Yeah.
So I know, like, sometimes people are like, oh, but it didn't happen, like, when I was, like, actually at uni, like, on location. It happened somewhere else. Like, to be like, yeah, that doesn't matter. You can still come
like,
talk
even
about
if it. Passed, if it happened in the past, like, when you were a kid, when you were in high school, like, it doesn't really matter when, how, or where it happened. This... like office supports like any victim like in any place and anywhere and they're like because of the confidential you can choose to have an online meeting with someone to help you. You don't have to come to campus and like be in person in a room with someone because that can be overwhelming too, like, and maybe because it's like recent or like even if it isn't recent and you don't feel comfortable being in a room alone with someone you don't know and like being vulnerable and talking about this, you can do it online. You can do it through the phone. And, like, if you feel like they, or, like, even if they feel like you need, like, extra help or, like, help from, like, outside, they will give that, like, resources to you. Like, you come here, ask the questions you need to ask, get the info you need to get, and they will help you in the best way possible.
Mm. Yeah. So when you were talking about the theme for this year, why was that theme chosen this year?
I'm not 100% sure why it was chosen for this year. I feel like it makes sense to me thinking that it's because the... the new act kind of like came up like I think it was March of this year.
Oh, okay.
So because it's really like recent and it's like a topic like especially with like, artificial intelligence, it's a topic that is so new and it's like growing so fast. It's really important to talk about it from the beginning, like tackle the problem before it even starts. So, like when it's like a baby problem right now.
Yeah.
Like I think it can get so much bigger if no one talks about this and no one takes action about it. So, like, I want to say that it's because of that. I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to, like, put words in Paola's mouth that are not there. But, yeah, basically, yeah, it's more about how technology is growing so far, how the new act is going to help victims that are, like, being victimized online, even if it is through coercion or, like, someone is bullying you online, or even if pictures are leaked, consensual or not consensual, or, like, pictures are made with your face with someone else's body. Like, all those things are going to be talked about next Thursday by professionals. Because, again, I'm not a professional on this, so I cannot, like, give all the information about the act or, like, anything that goes around it. So I will leave that to, the speakers on Thursday. So, yeah, I just think, like, it's a really new topic that we need to tackle, and it's important that we're having that conversation now.
Yeah. So what were the previous year's themes? Because it's like, I've only been here for like a month. I'm like kind of curious what else was like discussed before.
Yeah, so there were like different topics. They like all had their word consent on it.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like confused to remember which year is which. The one that I remember the most is the consent beyond the binaries. Mm. That was the one from last year. They was like yes, no, and everything in between. So the binary of like yes and no as a question and answer. There was one year too. They were about what consent means in different scenarios. So like what does consent means at school, at work, with friends, at a party. Like so, like all the ways consent takes action in the daily life in a way. There was also a campaign talking about why consent matters at SFU. So different like staff member, teachers, students will have like a sign saying like why consent matters to them, and they will send a picture to like the SVSPO webpage so you can find them in there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I feel like most topics in the past were like surrounding about like what consent means to people and how we translate that to like daily life. And I think since last year it's been like more specific. So actually having like more like specific topic to talk to like touch upon and like dive really deep on like one specific topic and talk from there.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of tackling sort of almost the misconceptions or the people that don't realize what is counted in consent. Like when you like get deep into it, like because some people not really knowing what counts as like consent of like when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Because like as soon as you're drunk, you are actually not legally. You can't give consent.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, but like they were like drunk, but they weren't like.
Oh, they say like, yes before they got drunk. Or yeah, like things like that. It's like,
no. And it's like this, the circumstances where it's almost fuzzy. Like what it is. So to get like into the details of it, because especially I have no idea about like the digital one that there's actually acts coming into place.
Yeah, right. Like, I didn't know that until like we started with the campaign. You know, I was like, okay, wow, like this should have been like big in the news everywhere, and it wasn't. And I was
like, wondering, it's like where would the headline?
Yeah,
because like to me, that's like
that's big news.
That's big news, but it's also it's not big news that's like late. It's big news that's on like tackling the problem as it's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Like especially in like legislative where usually it takes like ages and then it's usually the problem's like already amounted to bigger than what it should have been.
Yeah.
Because of like all of the hoops that you have to jump through. So the fact it's already come into place, I was like, I've got to research about that in England now. I've got to see if it's a thing that's happening elsewhere. Or is it just Canada's like on the like market already?
Yeah,
like,
the pioneer of
The pioneer of the digital consent. Yeah. So we're running a bit out of time. So I think we'll start, finish with Robin's song if you want to.
Sure. Do you want to give the details of the event just one more time for our listeners?
Yep.
Where they can find information and they need to register online, which is the important thing.
Yes. So you can find the links either on Instagram or Facebook at the sfu.svspo. You can also find them on the SVSPO website. Just Google SFU, SVSPO, and you will. The first thing will be probably it, and it will be under Consent Matters 2024. This year's topic is going to be Consent Beyond the Click. It's happening next Thursday, September 19th, from 12 to 1:30 by Zoom. And you can register to it on Eventbrite. Yeah.
So everyone make sure you check out those links and tune in to Intravenous again next week, same time, same day. And this is
A song called Black Swan by Erica Coolness, and It was written as a little bit of a vigil to domestic violence. So yeah, kind of fits our topic today a little bit.
I'm Amy.